I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it seems like we've been waiting forever for a big weather change, and here it is, a shock to the body. Yep, 93 yesterday, 50s this morning with wind chills in the upper 40s, and only 68 degrees this afternoon. That'll do it. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a chilly Wednesday morning. I first want to start off by saying, you're welcome. A very strong cold front moved through the area yesterday, bringing 35-mile-per-hour wind gusts with it and much cooler temperatures. As stated above, readings have fallen into the 50s this morning with wind chills in the upper 40s. A north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour will continue through the morning. It will relax a little bit this afternoon to 10 to 20. Sunny and cool today with afternoon highs only in the upper 60s. Average high this time of the year is 79. Be on the lookout also for the Super Hunter's Moon this evening as it rises in the eastern horizon. Also, Comet Atlas in the western horizon, 45 minutes after sunset. Just spot Venus low on the horizon and look to the right a couple of fists and then up. And that's where you'll see it. Clear skies and calm wind will allow temperatures also to fall between 37 and 47 by tomorrow morning. You may want to protect your tender vegetation before you go to bed tonight, especially away from the big cities. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow as the south wind slowly returns. Temperatures will be well below average with afternoon highs only in the low 70s. That south wind, though, really picks up on Friday with gusts to 30 miles per hour, creating a high grass fire danger. Plenty of sunshine, though, and still very pleasant for this time of the year. Afternoon highs still reaching the mid-70s. You'll notice a bit more cloud cover this weekend as the system out in far west Texas and the Texas Panhandle brings them some welcome rain while spreading clouds over our area, but unfortunately, no rain for us. Afternoon highs will top out near 80 degrees both days. I also want to mention there's a very high grass fire danger again today, Friday, and through the weekend. No major changes to start next week. A southerly wind will prevail through the afternoon hours, reaching the mid-80s or low 80s on Monday, mid-80s by next Tuesday. And as of now, looks like our next decent front won't arrive until the following weekend. If you haven't been to the State Fair of Texas yet, the next 5 days is the time to do so. Temperatures will be very pleasant. Have a great day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.